With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Made it to a Friday. It's a Traeger Meat Friday. Chili dogs later on today on the Traeger here on the Dan Patrick Show. Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting around. I was by myself. And I started to think about the call we had yesterday from Cody in Tennessee, played in the SEC, and he's a punter. And we were talking about recruiting. And I started to laugh out loud that here is a punter in the SEC who got a Tahoe. Now, I don't know what the quarterback got, but he, the punter, got a Tahoe. He said, yeah, I went down to the dealership and I filled out the paperwork and then the guy who runs the dealership made the payments for me. I got a used Tahoe. Welcome to the SEC. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Paul Feinbaum, he is the fine commentator for ESPN and the voice of the SEC. He was on that popular show, Get Up, and he talked about Nick Saban being on the hot seat and said this.
I don't want this to sound blasphemous, but time is running out on Nick Saban. It's been 2 years since he's won a national championship, two seasons. That's a long time. He hasn't gone that far or that long at Alabama since the early part of his career there. And I think this is his best team. The season is unknown at this point. However, there are many other programs catching up a little bit. You can no longer make a blanket statement, Nick Saban's going to win a bunch of national championships.
All right, that's Paul Feinbaum with, I believe, Paul's dog barking in the back there. But all right, at least we're talking some football here. I got a punter getting a car in the SEC, and Nick Saban's on the hot seat. All right, I'm good with that. We're slowly moving past this pandemic. Yes, Paul?
In the past five seasons, Nick Saban has six losses in five seasons. Two of those losses are in the national title game. So during the regular season, he's lost three games in the past 5 years.
I don't know what, like, Nick Saban on the hot seat means what? If Nick Saban somehow gets back to the national title game or he goes to the Final Four and he doesn't win a title, if he doesn't win a title in the next 2 years, would Alabama ever fire Nick Saban? Yeah, McLevin.
This is a joke, right? He's being totally funny, isn't he? It can't possibly be.
I don't know if you try to be funny when you're on the show Get Up. It's that's pretty serious. Yeah, see.
But right, I mean, he can't possibly be serious, though.
Yeah, Paul.
I didn't listen to the rest of it, but the only angle you could see down south looking at Nick Saban is if he loses a couple more national titles or another national title to Clemson this year. Mm-hmm. Everyone has always said that Dabo Swinney would want to be the Alabama head coach someday. He's younger. He's got a longer future ahead of him. That is the only mitigating factor here, is that if somehow Dabo said, I do want the Alabama job, that could happen in the next 3 or 4 years when it didn't seem like that could ever happen?
I don't know if Nick's on the hot seat, but if he's on the hot seat only because of Dabo Swinney's success at Clemson, and I've maintained I would rather, if I'm Dabo Swinney, stay at Clemson, although what's been going on at Clemson, maybe he'll look for a way out, and maybe Alabama would be that escape there for him, if he actually, and maybe escape is a strong word there, but if I'm Dabo Swinney, I stay at Clemson. You're building a dynasty there. You don't need to go. If you go to Alabama, then you're compared to Nick Saban. Stay at Clemson, creating your own legacy there. Yeah, McLevin.
There's no, I'm a system guy, right? Alabama's not the system. It's 100% Saban.
Yeah.
Before it's him, they, what, I don't remember, was, when's the last championship?
The 90s?
Yeah, they,
I think 91 with George Teague and those guys.
Yeah, they didn't have a good run there of coaches. And, you know, as a result, a good run of players. But Nick coming in and now Dabo Swinney. But I don't know, just kind of, when I heard Paul Feinbaum say it, and I have great respect for Paul, but thinking he's on the hot seat here. You know, you're not winning championships. Yeah, you're getting to the championship game, though. Yes, McLevin.
You're right. It is fun to talk. It's back. I mean, college football, doesn't it engender itself to these kind of arguments all the time?
Yeah, a little bit. But, and look, maybe it's just a hot take from Paul, but I just like that it was actually had something to do with something that's closely related to actual football. Yeah, Paul.
But if you look at it, Alabama fans are quite spoiled the past 10 years. Last year, Alabama went 11-2 and won the Citrus Bowl. That's a disaster. That is horrendous. You think I'm joking. If you're an Alabama football fan, that was a poor season.
Okay, but
for them,
if they don't win the title in the next 2 years, do you think that Nick Saban would be fired? Because if you're on the hot seat...
No, not fired.
Okay, but if you're on the hot seat, what happens when you're on the hot seat? You get fired.
But if behind the scenes somehow Dabo Swinney said, got it to Alabama's management, got it to the athletic director and president, that I'm ready when you call, that changes things. This is not a traditional situation.
But you would have to fire him. Because if you bring in Dabo Swinney, we know what it looks like and feels like and what it is. You're firing Nick Saban. I can't imagine that Nick Saban's on the hot seat, given the success. Now, Jim Harbaugh, why is it Jim Harbaugh's not on the hot seat and Nick Saban is?
Dabo Swinney calls Michigan, Jim Harbaugh's on the hot seat. Let me tell you that.
Yes, McLovin.
Dabo Swinney wants no part of the SEC schedule. He's got that ACC schedule, dude. You want to follow Nick Saban at Alabama and start playing good teams?
No.
He loves that schedule.
I would stay at Clemson, absolutely, positively. Yes, Todd.
Was Marv Levy ever on the hot seat for straight Super Bowls, even though he lost all four? Was there ever any talk after any one of those four, even after the fourth one, that it's time to move on?
I don't remember it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Paul.
Nick Saban's 68 years old. Dabo is 50. That is a drastic difference. If you told me, if I had to put a week's pay, that in 5 years the head coach of Alabama is Nick Saban or Dabo Swinney, I would take Dabo. In the next 5 years,
yeah,
not 2 years.
Yeah, but we're talking about being on the hot seat.
Right.
This will be, hey, Nick, we want to make it seem like you're stepping down. Even though if Dabo Swinney takes over, we know Nick is being encouraged to step down. All right. I got sidetracked here, but hey, that's the program. It was fun to talk a little bit of sports there, talk some college football. All right, welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Friday. Coming up, we'll talk to Chris Mad Dog Russo, one of the first real popular radio hosts, sports radio hosts, him and Mike Francesa on The Fan. Mike and the Mad Dog. So Chris will join us. And he also works for the MLB Network. I thought Chris would be passionate about what's going on with Major League Baseball right now. Are we going to have a season? And, of course, we love to blame people. So we'll talk to Chris about who's he putting the blame on right now. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. We're going to have Judd Apatow on. He's got a new movie, The King of Staten Island, with Pete Davidson, Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr in that movie. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. Doug Williams, the former quarterback, Super Bowl-winning quarterback with the Washington Redskins. There's going to be a film based on his life, and Doug will join us coming up next hour. It will be, I'm guessing, pretty powerful, pretty emotional, because he's going to talk about all the things that he went through to try to stay in the NFL. And at one point he said, I was a starting quarterback, and I was the 54th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And if you do the math, that means just about every backup quarterback was making more than Doug Williams was. We'll talk to Doug, who is not the first African-American quarterback drafted in the first round. I believe Al Davis and the Raiders had a quarterback back in the late 60s. Do you have his name, McLovin?
Eldridge Dickey, I believe.
Eldridge Dickey.
But that was AFL, people are pointing out.
Okay.
So the drafts were a little different, right?
Yes. Well, the AFL was taking players from historically black colleges. The AFL was instrumental in giving these players a chance to play. And there were a lot of these players who, if they had, they might not have been drafted by the NFL, or if they did, they would have gone late. But the AFL opened their doors and brought in these great players from, you know, historically black colleges. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, we said Tennessee State. But he never played quarterback once he got to the Raiders. He moved to wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I remember him from.
Yeah. Because I was surprised that you didn't remember him very well. Yeah.
I remember the name, but I don't remember him ever playing quarterback.
Yeah, never took a snap with the Raiders at quarterback.
All right. We'll come up with a poll question. We got a stat of the day. We got a play of the day as well. And I don't know if you're like me and you've completely switched up your weekend routine during the pandemic, because gone are the countless hours sitting on my couch watching TV. I get to spend quality time with my family. I'm even starting projects around the house. In fact, I've started a lot of projects around the house. I don't finish the projects, but I've started a lot of them. But I'm happy to say all that productivity is going straight out the window because the Charles Schwab Challenge, not normally must-see TV, it might as well be the Masters to me, watching it yesterday. And I don't care who's in this. I know that they've talked about some of the big names are in there, but I'm gladly entertained by Kevin Kistner or Ian Poulter or Mark Leishman or Kevin Na. Doesn't matter. I know the Tiger's not there, but, you know, Brooks Koepka's there. You got Rory there, Jordan Spieth. But those household projects are less and less likely to get done. Looking forward to spending my Sunday afternoons watching somebody else work there. All right, McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have for me today?
We have all sorts of inane poll questions. It's inane poll question Friday, if you're okay with that.
Inane poll question Friday.
This program brought to you by Raycon. These are great wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Patrick. Buyraycon.com/Patrick. You want to make sure you hear that music. It's got a great fit in your ear. Raycon, great wireless earbuds. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me?
First question. It's Chili Dog Friday here at the Man Cave. Mm. Do you prefer a chili dog or a hot dog with ketchup and mustard? Because that was the this side of the glass, huge, fiery debate this morning.
I can like both, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. But you're at a ballpark. You have one in front of you, which you tend to do.
If I'm at a ballpark, hot dog. If I'm doing a barbecue, then I'm doing chili dog.
Good call.
Yeah, Paul.
I love chili dogs. I grew up on chili dogs. But chili dog, you want to be in a more controlled setting, like a backyard or like a burger stand where you're kind of not with people around watching, kind of like barbecue ribs.
Yeah, I got to control the environment there.
Right.
Yeah, see.
That's a good call. Yeah. So I'm a little more of a hot dog purist, I think, and then I just go mustard.
Mm.
But.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I guess the occasional chili dog, there must be room for it, right? But I didn't grow up in a big chili dog area like Paul did.
McLovin, what else do you have?
Well, I mean, I feel like we have a winner there. But okay, a couple other questions. Henry Ruggs, the Raiders' first round pick, hurt himself moving badly, apparently, but he's okay right now. If a friend asks you to help them move, what is your most likely response? Yes, what can I do to help? Maybe, how much stuff do you have? Or C, no, under any circumstances.
No, what I say is, you know, I have a guy that I work with. His name is Tyler, the moderator.
No.
Let me call Tyler because Tyler will help out.
For real?
Yeah. You know, you pay him, but I would have time. I'm not lifting anything.
What about a while ago? Like
No. The best money I spend is when I spend it on somebody else to do some work. What else do you have?
Okay, you're getting some shaking heads over
what?
Here.
What? What's it,
you wish the friend wouldn't ask you to help them move, but if they ask you to help them move, you kind of have to say yes.
Depends on what we're moving.
I got asked about 4 years ago to help a buddy in Vermont just load up a truck of stuff, and it was raining, and it was sloppy and messy, but he needed help. He was in a jam.
Mm.
And he probably could have hired a mover, but it wasn't that big of a move. In that situation, I felt obliged, and it didn't bother me.
Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I think there's, if you're asked, you must go. It's kind of, that's why it's asking people is so tricky. But you know, you got to provide like some pizza and beer or something like that.
Oh,
but,
yeah, pizza and beer.
But somebody asks you to move, you can't be like, oh, I can't.
Well, I could, because I'd say, man, this back, man, it acts up. Oh, man. You know, I had shoulder surgery recently. I had my knee replaced. And, man, I'd love to. Yeah, McLovin.
What if you're Henry Ruggs? You just got drafted at number 13.
He's got money. That's where Henry Ruggs says, as a good buddy, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and get somebody to help you move.
By the way, made a mistake.
I've moved 100 times in my life and never got hurt.
Never got stabbed?
Nope. Not once.
That feels like it goes back to a story that I was told by Rob Dibble, the former Nasty Boy. And he said that their players were out drinking one night and a guy stepped off the curb and really hurt his ankle badly. And I don't know if he broke his ankle, but severely sprained it. The next day they got him to the ballpark, got him in uniform, got him in the outfield. And then he fell down as if he just fell down out there. And convinced management that he had gotten hurt in the field and had nothing to do with drinking the night before. What else do you have, McLovin?
Okay, golf question for you guys. This is curious. Would you rather have, if I give you one, a hole-in-one or take two shots off your handicap in a year? Which is a more satisfying thing? I'm just curious because there's been a few hole-in-ones on social media and tournaments lately. What's a bigger deal for golfers? I don't golf like that. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what my handicap is. If it's 25 and I go to 23, who cares? But if I get a hole in one, a lot of people care. Now, if I'm a 5 and I go down to a 3, then I would take that over a hole in one.
If you're comfortable answering this, what, do you know your handicap right now? I'm not sure.
No, because I haven't played enough in the last 6 years. I haven't played enough to get a handicap, but I'm probably. Maybe 11 or 12, something like that, I'm guessing. I was down to a 5 at one point when I didn't care about my career or my family. But I was reminded by my wife that I should care about both of those. Yes, Paul?
Do you think the average person listening out there knows what a golf handicap is if you don't play golf regularly?
Probably not.
Because when I was young and I didn't really understand the phrase because it was just getting into golf. But I was like, my handicap's 8. I was like, I'm like, oh, yeah. I would just nod my head at people because I didn't know what it meant.
Well, Tiger's handicap. So Tiger has a handicap. And Tiger's handicap is 8.5, but the other way. So he would have to give, so -8.5 to par, I think is what his hand, it's something crazy. That's what his handicap is. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, I was like Paulie. I thought that that meant that someone just was trying to get past some kind of a problem that they had growing up or something like that. I didn't know it was about taking strokes off of what you're expected to finish for par.
Oh, wait. You thought somebody who said they had a handicap?
They had some kind of physical disability of some sort that they were trying to overcome. But I didn't understand what 2 off would, or 4 off of that would be.
You're not making a joke, right?
No, I'm being serious. Because I didn't really watch golf at all. I would watch with my grandfather in their apartment building. And when I was a kid, I didn't understand what that term meant at all. And I still couldn't define it clearly. I know it doesn't mean that. It means something getting close to what par for the course would be.
Yeah.
And adding strokes based on your not being that good at golf.
I have a problem sometimes when it comes to the betting odds, where somebody says it's 7-2, and then another one is 3-1. And then you go, which one's better? And I go like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I didn't, you know, I don't continue to gamble.
People don't like admitting they don't know things, though. But a lot of people
yeah.
I love the under.
I can't exactly explain what horse handicapping is, but I know, like, oh, he's a handicapper. You know, I've said that term my whole life, not knowing exactly.
Yeah. I would love to be an auto mechanic who knew exactly what they were talking about, just to see the number of times that people come in and act like I do when I go to have somebody work on my car. When they just start spewing stuff, and you're going, yep, all right. And then you wonder, they could slip in anything, and I'd go, yep, I agree. Yeah, the combustible compressor with a double shot of whatever, 4 on the floor, pull a hole shot. Yep, all of those things. All right, 19 after the hour. We'll take a break. Chris Mad Dog Russo on loan from Mad Dog's channel on Sirius XM, and also he hosts a show on MLB Network. We'll get his thoughts on baseball. And this could get uglier, believe it or not. 20 after the hour, not the interview with Mad Dog, just what's going on with baseball's owners and players. 20 after the hour, we'll get to phone calls as well. This is The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. McLovin, are you going to settle on a poll question or are we going to wait a little bit?
We're going to wait a little bit because I have even stupider poll questions coming up.
Oh, well done. Doug Williams, former Grambling, Tampa Bay, Washington quarterback, also played in the USFL, won a Super Bowl. Doug will join us coming up next hour, has a movie based on his life. And the great writer, comedian, producer, director Judd Apatow has got a new movie, The King of Staten Island. This guy was the king of New York with Mike Francesa for a long time on WFAN. He's Chris Russo, still rolling on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM. You can hear his show, Mad Dog Unleashed, every weekday afternoon at 3. And he's on the MLB Network show, High Heat, with Christopher Russo. And we say good morning to Mad Dog. Hello, Fal. How are you?
Hello, Danny Boy. You know what I've been totally into lately? And I've watched it 9 million times. It's right up your alley. Have you seen that Laurel Canyon show on Epix, that two-part thing on the late 60s with music in Southern California? Have you watched that yet?
Yes, I have watched it. There's been a couple on that. There was a David Crosby has a bio on him as well about that whole region and all the music that was birthed there in Laurel Canyon. Man, it's been good.
God, I can't, Danny, I can't get enough of it. I'm a little too young. I was 10 years old with Woodstock. Eddie Coleman, my pal, was at Woodstock. Little too young, but boy, oh boy, I can't get enough of that with, you know, the Birds, CSN, of course, Morrison, Jackson Brown, who I love anyway. Oh, I can't get up. I figured you'd be into that because that's right up your alley. So how are you?
I'm
long
good.
Time no chat. Things good?
Yeah. Your first concert, what was it?
First concert was the Outlaws. Loggins and Messina at Siena in 1975. That was my first one. First time I saw Bruce was at the Palace Theater in Albany, May of 1978. I was 18. And let's see. The first time I saw The Who at Shea, and I saw Rolling Stones 1,000 times, but I missed the big ones. And I didn't see Grateful Dead. I did not see CSN. I didn't see, obviously, Hendrix or The Doors. I missed some of those big ones, but at least I saw The Who and The Rolling Stones.
I don't know if you missed anything not seeing The Grateful Dead. Just go to a Fish concert, and that's basically the same feeling there, dog.
Good point. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, there was a period there I used to love those concerts, and I kind of wish I was around in 1969 because I would have ventured to Bethel, New York, and I would have been part of that 500,000 throng there with Woodstock. Anyway.
Where did you stand on the Jordan documentary?
Oh, I loved it. I understand that he had final say and everything else. I mean, I loved it. I thought the Kerr one in episode 9 was superb with his father. I thought the Piston stuff was great. I did a lot of shows based on that on the Monday with guests. You know, I did Rod Thorne after the first one with and Lockery, his first coach. I did, that's two. I did Tripucka. You know, he wasn't on the Bad Boys, but he knows the players. I did that. I mean, I did Van Gundy with the Knicks, you know, with the whole Knick thing. So I based a lot of my shows, and I know you did the same, on the Monday off the Jordan documentary. I had the director on. I know you did too. So I based a lot of it on that show, these shows that we have to do now without anything to talk about. And the Jordan documentary gave me a lot of content. And, you know, you and I lived it. My kids loved it. My 18-year-old and my 20-year-old, who are huge basketball fans, didn't see Jordan play, couldn't get enough of it Sunday at 9 o'clock. So that tells you how good it was, in my eyes.
Would we allow that player to exist today on and off the court?
Probably not, you know, as far as, you know, being rough to his teammates and, you know, sort of the, you know, not saying anything with the racial injustice going on. It's a little different today. The game would be a little different, too. I mean, he'd probably be better because, you know, you wouldn't be able to bang him around so much, and you wouldn't be able to do some of the things Detroit did and the Knicks did. And, you know, I did Bob Wenzel, too. Here's a good story that you'll like, Danny, before we do the baseball. I had Wenzel on because he recruited him. He was at Duke with Bill Foster when Jordan was coming out of high school. And I asked Wenzel about it, and the first time he saw him at the five-star camp, something else. And Wenzel went to South Carolina after the Duke days in 80 with Foster, and he recruited Jordan. And I said, really? Well, tell me. He said, yeah, I got him to go to campus. His parents came to Columbia, and it's funny. We went to the governor's house, his mansion, and he had a basketball court. And all Jordan wanted to do as a 17-year-old was take the governor's kids out and play basketball on the basketball court on the governor's mansion. Listen, in my eyes, it's not even close. He's the best player of all time, in my eyes.
We're talking to Chris Mad Dog Russo, host of High Heat on MLB Network, and, of course, Mad Dog Radio, Sirius XM. We going to have baseball?
Yeah, I think we're going to have baseball, Dan. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a kumbaya moment necessarily. And I think that's what baseball needed, was none of this mistrust with these negotiations right now, and come out and play July 4th with an 80-game season. I think that moment is past. I don't think we're going to have that. Obviously, you can't get ready for July 4th. These sides, there's a lot of mistrust here. I think they'll figure something out. But I think the moment where they can sort of bring back America sports-wise is past, which is unfortunate. I think somebody's going to have to be the big boy in the room. Somebody's going to have to realize that, you know what, for the good of the world, we're going to have to come out and play, even if we have a deal we don't like. And I think that person's going to have to be the commissioner. I don't think the players are going to budge off this, 100%. I don't think the owners are going to sit there and be very happy about giving up, obviously with no fans, giving up, certain concessions as far as playing X amount of games without any fans. They're going to lose money. So it's going to be up to the commissioner to basically throw the bone to the players, allow them to get the full rated pay for the amount of games. And I think he's going to have to say not 50 games because people are not going to like that. But I think he's going to have to sit there and say, all right, we'll play a 65, 70 game schedule. We'll start July 10th, July 12th, and away we go. We'll pay them full rate. I think that is where we're on our way to as far as this negotiation is concerned.
Yeah, my concern is not this year as much as it is down the road. When you get this collective bargaining agreement, if I'm the players, and now all of a sudden you get this feeling of they want to control us with a salary cap, and you just start to hear things where, and baseball is not about, it's about the haves and the have-nots. I mean, we talk about Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. They make all this money. You know, the majority of your baseball union is making a million or less. And It feels like the owners are sort of catering to them to say, hey, we want you guys to get paid, but these big ticket items don't want to come back. Your thoughts on that?
I think that was the pay scale scenario, which I think that, didn't sit well with the players. I think your original point is 100% right. I think we got major problems after the 2021 season, and that the agreement's up in December of that year, and I'd be shocked if you're going to have a lot of baseball right away after 2021. I can see a long dispute. This is another reason why if Manfred throws them a bone here, gives them a win. Remember, they got beat badly in that last CBA, yep. And everybody knows it. So if he gives them a win, maybe that soothes some bitterness, and they get a little something done after 2021. But I do think you're 1,000% right. I think 2022 baseball, is going to have some issues. We're not there yet, obviously, and I got to get through this season first. I do think you have a year. I don't think you're going to have fans. And I do think that they need to not jam these games down the throat. We're going to play 50 games. That's it. They can't say that. They got to make the players feel, at least have them buy in a bit. So that's why I think Manfred will be the guy who'll be the big guy in the room. Listen, I'm usually pro-owner, and I am here too. But I say two things that bother me, and I'll use it from both sides. I don't want to hear from Bill DeWitt. I don't want to hear from Tom Ricketts, who's said some things. I don't want to hear the guy from Arizona who went on radio station saying, we don't have as much money as you think. I don't want to hear from them because with the ticket refund policy, you got to go through page 58 to get your money back with the ticket refunds, which is a disgrace, Danny.
Yep.
I mean, we know you're not going to play games. Give the money back. And a lot of these teams are maneuvering, which I can't stand. So I don't want to hear from them. But I also don't want to hear from the players who, going to tell me on two things. Well, we are taking extraordinary risk by playing games. Well, if that's the case, well, then why was your proposals 114 games? They want more games. So you can't tell me it's a health risk if you want to play 114 games. And then I want to hear the players, Sean Doolittle, tell me, well, we're doing this for the future player who comes into the sport. That's why there's a line in the sand. They want to know who Curt Flood was if they fell on him, for crying out loud. So I don't want to hear from the owners about, how broke they are. And I don't want to hear the players telling me that Norma Ray and Samuel Gompers, none of them care about the future player. And the owner doesn't care. Nobody, look at Atlanta, for instance. They got that beautiful ballpark. Have you been to that village around that ballpark in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, they got shops, restaurants, and I'm sure Liberty Media, and they own Sirius, so I got to be careful. I'm sure Liberty Media's got some bibs on those businesses around the ballpark. Nobody wins. The bottom line, it's a mess. The whole thing's a mess.
Oh, when you first started out, when people are saying, well, you got a voice that sounds like, I think it was George Vesey of the Times. It was a combination. Jerry Lewis, Archie Bunker, and Daffy Duck. Yeah. Now, this is in the New York Times that they're saying this. What did that do?
On Letterman, too. If you ever seen that one appearance I did on Letterman, the first one,
yeah.
He spent 7 minutes making fun of my voice. Hey, look, honey, they gave Donald Duck a show. And that was his famous line. Yeah, you're right. That voice, has always, it served me well once you get used to it. But, here's the key, Dan. You have to be able to make fun of yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, listen, make fun of me all you want. Just put the radio tuned in to all the stations I worked at all these years. That's the bottom line.
Do you remember your first show that you and Mike co-hosted?
Yeah. Oh, I did. Yeah, I remember the first show I ever did as a talk show. I was in Jacksonville in 83, and the boss's son worked with me on a Saturday morning. It was in March of 83, and he was a big wrestling fan, so that was a disaster. I'll be talking Ric Flair, who I had no idea who it was. The first show was with Mike was in Labor Day of 89, and Brandon Steiner of Steiner Sports brought over sweaters to, you know, basically inaugurate the first Mike and the Mad Dog show. And all the FAN employees were in the studio watching Mike and I start on that at the day after Labor Day. Remember, that was right after Bart Giamatti died. So, you know, we had the Rose thing and we had Giamatti. So we had something, you know, a terrible story, but we had a big topic right out of the gate. But that is where I remember it was the day after Labor Day, and it was 1989. It was a marriage, Dan. We had never done a show together. We didn't know each other that well. Franklin had screwed up his contract, the late Pete Franklin, and he left. And Mark Mason decided to throw Mike and me on together. And, you know, it was a different time. Were you doing SportsCenter in 89, by the way, with Overman?
I think I just got there. I'd left CNN. I didn't start with Keith until a few years in. So
because we used to have you on, you remember at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
you were always the first guest all week.
Or NBA Finals. That. I remember NBA Finals.
Yeah, 93, yeah. Phoenix.
Yeah.
We did the Chicago Phoenix. Oh, all the time. You were a big Mike and the Mad Dog fan, and you came on constantly.
Yeah.
I thought you were on right around the same time we were. So you started with Oberman a little later.
Okay. Well, I remember telling you that you were working weekends at the Fan. And
yes,
I was peeling off wallpaper in my house in West Hartford, and I was listening to Dog, and my wife goes, "Who is that, and how did he get that job?" And I said, "That's Mad Dog Russo." And she goes, "That voice?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "But that isn't, it's different than other voices." But she
100%. The first guy I ever worked for was Gene Burns, who was a great talk show host who passed away. He worked at RKO in Boston, OR in New York, and he hired me at KIS in Orlando. So did Mike Geyer, who's passed away too. He was the GM, and Geyer put Bob Trumpy on here in Cincinnati. After Trumpy retired, he gave him a sports talk show on LW in Cincinnati. So he knew sports talk stuff. And they said the same thing. "Chris, listen, your voice is a problem, especially in Central Florida. You're a New Yorker. Yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. But, you know, you got a goofy delivery. Screw up all the languages and all the words you want. just go on there and do a sports talk show, and we'll see what happens." You know, it's funny. The inaugural – I went down to Orlando in 83 to do two shows on the weekend as sort of, you know, audition shows because they were looking to hire a sports talk guy during the week. And the first day I went down there, they put me on Sunday night, 8 to 10. I did not get one call. So if you can do Sunday night in Orlando, Florida in 1984, without a call for 2 hours and you can somehow get through the show, you can do sports talk. Bottom line, you can do sports talk.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Dog.
You're the man, Danny. How you doing? Everything okay? I haven't seen you in a long time. Things good?
Everything's good. Everything's good. No complaints. I think I saw you at the All-Star game in D.C. was the last time I saw you.
Last time. And every time I see somebody struggle with these post-celebratory championships on the stage with all these players, whether it's football or basketball, I think of poor Dan Patrick. How many times do you have to sit up there and try to do shows with everybody celebrating a championship? It wasn't easy.
Hey, we'll come visit you one of these days at Sirius.
Good boy, Danny. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mad Dog Russo. You can listen to him on the Mad Dog channel, Sirius XM, and also High Heat on MLB Network. We'll come back. Play of the Day is next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You got to make up your mind. Do you want fans or do you not want fans? Because I get the feeling these golfers are like, oh, I got to deal with these fans. Or somebody's yelling, get in the hole. Play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by LegalZoom. Need to make it legal? Make it LegalZoom.com. They have set up the Right Estate Plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today. The Right Estate Plan at LegalZoom.com. McLovin, what's the poll question we're going with?
This is an oldie but goodie. We've done this one before. With the Charles Schwab Challenge being such a big tournament, would you rather win 5 regular golf tournaments in a year or just 1 major? So I'll go 5-1 ratio.
Ooh.
There.
Okay, what's the major?
It doesn't matter because...
Well, I'll take the Masters.
I can't guarantee you the Masters. It's well, you're going to roll the dice, you might get the PGA.
Oh.
But you don't know what... I'm just giving you 1 major. I can't give you the Masters.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, they count majors, you know. I know PGA is the same.
Yeah. But if I won the Players' Championship as part of, can I pick my 5 events that I'm going to win if I'm not going to win a major?
I tell you, the casual fan, I know the TPC is a big deal, but it's still not a major, though.
Oh, I know. But if I can win the Players' Championship, which is as close as we have to another major, and I get 4 other events that I can pick when I'm winning, then I would probably do that.
Okay.
Instead of taking my chance that I'm going to win the PGA.
I just ripped 4 pieces of paper and put the U.S. Open, British Open, PGA, and Masters, sprinkled them up, and then Seton picked one out. So this would be the one you'd have.
Okay, what's the one I'm winning? And here we go.
Big drum roll. And the major that I am winning is...
Masters champion Dan Patrick.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you. That's worth the gamble. I'll take it. I'll take the Masters over five tournament events. But only that. That'd be the only event I would take.
Is this one going to be a little elevated since it's the first one back?
Oh, yes. Well, it's elevated because, for a variety of reasons. The placement in the sports calendar here, the weather, and everything else that's going to be surrounding it at the time, with our fans going to be allowed to go to Augusta by then. Yeah, I don't know where we're going to be in September. Like, if you look where we've been in the last 3 months to where we're going to be in 3 months from now, that's what I wondered about this with the NBA. I don't know if people are surprised like I am. It felt like, and I was giving the Commissioner Silver a lot of credit. It was like, hey, they got it all buttoned up. Seems like everybody's on the same page. Nothing's leaked out. You got Chris Paul and some of the power brokers involved in this. And then all of a sudden they go, and we're going to start in Orlando, and this is what it means, and you can't get out of the bubble, and you're going to be down there as much as 3 months if your team continues to win. Then all of a sudden you go, oh, here's a report, 40 to 50 players, not quite sure if they want to go to Orlando. I'm going, wait a minute, how does that happen that you don't realize that 40 to 50 players, which is a lot in the NBA, considering you have 22 teams, if you do the math, I got 40 or 50 players who aren't quite sure if they want to go through this. And the better you are, the longer you play, the longer you're quarantined there. My point is, let's say we get to September. Why don't we look at the Eastern Conference, Western Conference? Are we going to be able to hold those in the arenas with these two teams that are in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals? Why do I have to have Orlando as the be-all, end-all? If you want to start there, can I get to September and then I have the Western Conference Finals? Let's say it's the Lakers and Rockets. And those two teams are going to be going back and forth, chartered planes, no fans in the arena. But now I have a true home court advantage. The travel is controlled. I just think we're trying to solve everything in the moment instead of looking at this big picture. Where are we going to be in 3 months? Are we going to have fans? How many fans? Where are we going to be? Is there another wave of the coronavirus? Maybe there's not. But that's the plan that I would want to have. If Toronto plays Philadelphia for the Eastern Conference Finals, or Milwaukee, or whoever it is, Milwaukee to Toronto, Toronto to Milwaukee, it's not that far. Now, when we get to the NBA Finals, that'll be a little trickier, but you have private planes, private hotels, and if no fans are there, then at least I have a home court advantage. Then at least we've played this season for something, the regular season, and that's a home court advantage. And I think that that's important. But I don't want to, I just don't want it under one umbrella where we go, yeah, and this is going to work. Everybody's going to be here for 3.5 months. How long before? I've been in Orlando going to Disney World with the kids. That wears off after about 4 days. I want to go home after 4 days. Hey, why don't you go outside and play with the kids in the pool? Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to go back to Disney World. We're going to go to, and then to Universal. Okay. And then you go, God, it's so hot. I need to go home. Yeah, see.
Somebody was saying that you finally realized just how small of a world it is after all.
It's a small world. That's good. Yeah, I think that novelty is going to wear off. And then you can't get out of the bubble. And then they're going to quarantine the media. If they go, they have to stay there for 3.5 months. I just think we're going to be at a point in September where we would be able to travel. And you could have the Eastern Conference, Western Conference Finals and have those games played. That's just my gut feeling with it. But I was shocked when I saw the number. I think it was Brian Windhorst, maybe it was Woj, who said 40 to 50 players aren't quite sure if they want to come back and play. And if my team has no chance of winning a championship, I don't want to go. If I'm on the, if I play for San Antonio and LaMarcus Aldridge just went down with surgery, I don't want to go to Orlando. Now, you might say, well, you're only going to be there for a couple of weeks. I got to have, 3 weeks to get ready for, 2 weeks to play? I don't need to go to Orlando. I'm good. But can I get paid? Yeah, Paulie.
LaMarcus probably got voluntary surgery, just a quick cleanup of the shoulder. Didn't even need it.
Well, you got Bojan Bogdanovic with the Jazz. He had wrist surgery, and he's had a great year. He's down. I don't know. All right, coming up, Pete Carroll says he had a coach call about Colin Kaepernick. Why didn't Pete Carroll sign Colin Kaepernick? And Doug Williams, the former Super Bowl winning quarterback, will join us as well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.